We don't have to do the pledge of allegiance and that kind of thing, do we?
No, just like public hearings.
Yeah.
Okay, you're all set, we're good.
Okay, so, this is the 2021 public hearings with the mayor and department heads.
Let me just say that, it's important that, we provide, opportunities for any public meetings, so that, the contents of those meetings can be shared with the public. So what we're doing, we're actually recording this meeting, and we're going to post this on our website. You know, since I became mayor, it's, you know, regardless of how much experience that you ever have in anything, you should never get to the point where you think you can't learn anything. And so, this has been a learning experience for me throughout the year. There are 76 other mayors in municipalities that have the same form of government. And at this point, I've talked to 19 of them, just talking about the budget process. I've also talked to, individuals down at the state with the whole idea of learning more, how we can do this more effective and efficient, and how we can do this in a way that will, not only inform the public, but inform the council in terms of what information that they really need, so we can move through this process probably as quickly as we possibly can. This particular budget meeting here, I found out, is one that's required by NJS 40, I guess you call it code 69A-45. And it's essentially says that we need to do publicly what we've done privately. Each one of you met with me, each individual department has met with me in the office, but they said we need to do it publicly. And so what we're doing here now is we're doing that same kind of meeting publicly. Okay, and so with that, Donnell, I guess the chief can start us off.
Yeah.
All right.
So we're starting with, the police department, and we'll be going through police department, dispatch, animal control, and then OEM.
Okay, good morning, everyone. So I'm gonna start right off with the top with, police salary and wages. There is a 3.7% increase. That is specifically due to, contractual increases. Moving right into the police operating expenses, there's an increase of $14,120 for the entire operating expense, section of the police budget. That is due specifically to an increase in IT support and network security. We found the need for that, so we enhanced that. We plan on doing some upgrades that next year. Dispatch, the salary and wages, there is a decrease of $4,077. That decrease is specifically due to the retirement of one of our dispatchers and the reallocation of our resources and how we're handling shifts and manpower downstairs. So there was a decrease in that line. There's also a decrease in the dispatching operating expenses. It's a decrease of $450. Moving into, you have any questions on dispatch or the police one there?
No, I understand.
For animal control, salary and wages, there is a 3.8% contractual increase. As you're aware, they are in the union, the UAW union, so there are contractual increases for them. Animal control operating expenses, there's an increase of $2,300. That's specifically contractual for uniform allowance. That's a new line item that we had to add in. OEM, salary and wages. Any other questions on animal control?
No.
You're good. OEM, salary and wages. We did break out and make a new line item that's specifically for salary and wages this year. So that's an initial step off for the new line item of $10,000 to cover the salary and wages of OEM. OEM operating expenses, there is a $1,000 increase. Specifically, that increased cost due to emergency situations, obviously, with the pandemic and everything we're dealing with. There was a significant increase in demand needed from OEM this year. And as such, that's why there was some increases there.
And that new OEM line item is something that I've learned that when there's a state of emergency, you know, even though I'm the mayor, I don't run things. It's the OEM official that does, by law. And, we don't anticipate that necessarily this whole COVID thing going in this year. next, we don't really know when, and so we were wise really to actually put a line item in that and just to be prepared. And I thank you really for doing that.
And just to point out that part of that new line item was actually covered in the regular part of the other budget last year, so that's not a full new line item. It's a new line item per se, but part of that amount was actually covered in other parts of the OEM budget last year. So it's not a full realization of that amount.
Yeah, I took out the amount that was in usually under administration O&E for OEM, and then it'll be a new line item for itself for salaries and wages and O&E.
So most of this was covered, was there. We just chose to put it in a new line item.
Part of it was covered.
Part of it was covered, yes.
I have no additional questions as it relates to that. When we get ready to sit down with the council, I think that just be prepared to do what you've done now, because essentially what we're doing is trying to make this budget as thin as we possibly can. And you successfully done that, but at the same time, take care of the things you need to take care of. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you.
So we now have our budget presentation by the head of our DPW.
Yeah.
And again, for the record, I'd just like to thank you for coming in on your vacation. Mm-hmm. Really do.
I got a problem with it. Do we get it? That's for sure. So, okay. Obviously, any questions that you have, I can start like that. Or, let's see here. The salaries, contractual increases. Let's see here.
All of the salaries are contractual. That's all we're doing.
Right.
Just what's contractual.
Exactly. It's pretty straightforward. Originally, what I did was a 2% across the board, but obviously we adjusted it. So that's how I figured out. So whatever we could come up with as far as a budget, that's, you make changes there. The one thing that I know we're trying to get, they put out for RFP for the tree service, the tree removal. It's only going to get worse. In fact, I got to go take a look at two more trees after I leave here. It's town-owned lots that these people are complaining about. And again, when I emailed Danelle, I know the Morris County Co-op, they go by diameter of the tree. 99% of the time, I usually call them anyway to come up and give us a quote. I've had two people. One person is actually a tree king. He's on the Morris County Co-op. Last two times I called him, he didn't show up. So with Trees Plus, he's been doing it for us for a while, and we had just been adding money to that purchase order. A couple have been emergencies, others have been to the point where we can't handle. They've been leaning over houses or just too big. Unfortunately, our hands are sort of tied up.
Yeah, the trees are large. I mean, it's a 4% increase next year because of that tree service, but I'm hoping with the bid, maybe we don't have to increase as much, but we'll see.
Yeah, I think we're like over 25,000, somewhere around here.
Yeah, we're. I think we're budgeting just for that one like 35.
Right.
Because we were over about 25 this year, so.
Exactly.
It's a significant increase, but we've adjusted other places, so it's not.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we put enough in the budget to cover what we anticipate might be the cost of the contracts that might come in.
Yeah, we put in enough so that if it was higher than expected, we can at least do what we're doing now, so that we can take care of what needs to be done. And we've adjusted other areas that we've come under. So
yeah.
All in all, I mean, we're looking at a 4% on O&E. I would prefer that it be lower, but the cost of the removals.
Okay.
I can't really.
And as Ed said, it's just become worse and worse every year. And I mean, we even get people that want us to take down trees that look like they could come over and unless we go out, we have to go out and evaluate them, and we only take down what we believe is absolutely necessary, just so that we, we're in a forest up here, as everybody knows, and you do the best you can to try to eliminate potential hazards, but there's only so much you can do.
Right, and the simple fact that sometimes they have to bring in a crane. to get these trees, so that they'll come down our houses. That's expensive. I know the one that they did down at PBL was $5,000 alone, just for a tree that was hanging over our house, so.
Okay, so recycling?
Recycling, left that the same. The two guys I have working there are really, really good. Steven has been fantastic. I think he's found a home with us. He's really good. We've been going back and forth with a couple of changes here and there as far as trying to keep a little better eye on it. We still have some people dropping off stuff that we don't take. And unfortunately, you can't see it all. James is the Saturday guy. He's another gentleman that's got a family, so this has worked out pretty good for him as being part-time. He's happy with it, so hopefully these guys will stick around. We've had some issues trying to find people for Saturdays only in the past, so. Let's see here, recycle ONE. We bumped it up another $1,000. It's with the equipment that we have over there, the compactors, our recycling, the contractor for the compactors, the fees that we have to pay to get rid of stuff. It's just, we had to add another $1,000, just being on the safe side. Now, the one thing I was going to look into, I'll look into that, Cheryl, talk to you guys. We've had an issue with the our garbage disposal, our garbage service. And I'll talk to you later about later date on that, about possibly doing ourselves. Maybe they'll save us some money there. But that's.
Sorry, repeat that again, please.
The garbage services, when they've come, they've skipped us a couple of times, like down Animal Control. And I've called them various times. Hey, look, you forgot us, what's going on? And they're sort of kind of, you know, we're fighting a losing battle with them at times. You know, they'll say, well, we was a new guy in a route and stuff like that. Well, that's not helping us.
How many new guys are you going to have?
Exactly. So this is just something that I was thinking ourselves, since we have containers. It'd just be maybe another compactor. I just got to do some research to find out what it would cost us compared to the service. So, but that's the later date. That's next year we can talk about that.
How long have this waste management been our?
Waste management has been there a long time. I can't tell you exactly when, but they've been there for, oh my God, I bet it's got to be 15, 20 years that they've had the contract. And of course, they subcontract out, like with, now, of course, it's gated this year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they subcontract out to Blue Diamond for actually come picking us up. So, yeah, it's one of the things with the subcontractor. They don't necessarily know every dumpster, but again, I've called Diner a few times and said, you got to get this straight.
So we'll give them a map with a colored thing.
Exactly.
They can find it really.
Sounds like what I go through for my personal garbage services.
Let's see here.
Buildings and grounds.
Yes.
That's contract with 2%.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Salary and wages, contract with 2%.
Right, yep.
And then the ONE line?
ONE line.
We've significantly under budgeted in this line every single year, and I'm constantly transferring funds in there.
Exactly.
I just want to make sure that we're prepared for things when they go. Like if there needs to be a generator, something blows up with a generator, we have the funds to be able to address it. And it's constantly increased. I mean, when we, before they sent out information about being able to use the storm emergency trust for the COVID stuff, we had to run the a lot of stuff through this line.
Oh, yeah.
So I just want to make sure that we have funds in here to be able to cover things when they come up.
Well, thank you very much, and generous. In fact, I'm still waiting on a phone call back from REC for a quote on that. The best one I found so far is like $4,800, and they're just not out there. They're just not out there. They're out of stock ever since that last big storm they had. I've called, I bet you 9 or 10 different people. They probably can't help you. It's either mid-January or March before they have anything back in stock. So, but unfortunately, there is one more generator that I'm worried about. That would be Panorama. That's another older unit. So we'll have to keep an eye on that. just see what's going on there.
And these are, just to let everyone know and people that might be listening from the public and online, these are straight maintenance costs. So it's not like we're not doing improvements to township property. We have capital lines for these. These are just standard, you know, if a generator goes down, we have to call somebody out and they do repair. Those can be very costly. So that's what we run through this line.
Absolutely.
Go ahead. Fleet is next.
And so people also understand that these generators are for emergency operations, and in most cases there are related to our radio towers, so that police, fire, EMS, they're absolutely necessary. Did they come in this week for a month to give you a price on Monument?
No, actually, like I said, I just was listening to all my messages, and there's no phone call back, but I will call them.
Let me know if you want me to step in a little bit on that, so we can get them moving on that, because that one we already know is in trouble.
Yeah, because that one's, actually,
I met working at one fork.
Yeah, when I met with him, that machine, that generator is almost 40 years old, so.
I think we got our money's worth.
Yeah, a little bit. Fleet maintenance, S&W. Again, that was based on 2%. All my figures for the salaries were based on 2%, despite going by past practices, right? Let's see, the O&E, we pretty much straight up left that where it was. Hopefully with the onset of the enterprise with the vehicles, we will be able to keep it there. There's obviously the fleet is getting better, that's for sure. There's no two ways about it. And hopefully we'll have a lot less repairs to do. But again, you never know as far as, you know, the engine or transmission or whatever down the line, but yeah, I think we're pretty good as far as that goes right now.
Why is the fleet getting better? Because of the contractual agreement we have with Enterprise, or?
Well, the contractual break with Enterprise, at least now we're looking at new trucks every 4 years, I think, is set scheduled.
I do understand that, but you said right now it's still getting better. I would anticipate that, I'm sure it'll get better in the future.
Absolutely.
That, but why is it better right now?
Well, right now, we're based on, I'm looking ahead myself. Now, I shouldn't say right now, but I'm looking ahead because we have a couple trucks that are, one truck should be coming in, another 350 coming in, that Pete's going to find out when that's coming, but hopefully within the next month we'll have the 550 that we need, and then the 350, if that's after the first year, we're still golden. But I'm sort of kind of not apprehensive, but I'm sort of like looking forward to this, where, you know what, we've got some nice trucks to work with, and not only that, the 4 year or 5 year term, I should say 4 or 5 year limit was going to have on it, we don't have to buy that extra warranty on these trucks.
Right, so. Yeah, we're not going to anticipate. I mean, a lot of, like, the 550s, we're running them through 10 years.
Yes.
That's a lot of extra work and maintenance, so we won't have to deal with that, which is a positive all around, not just for money, but just for refining parts.
I understood what you were saying. Because of the contract that we have with Enterprise, we anticipate it's getting better.
One thing with our 550s, they're basically the workhorse of the town. The big trucks are fantastic, but when most of the time with the 550s, you can get around better. A lot of our town roads are narrow, so you're not going to get a big truck down them. So we really rely on the 550s quite a bit. So.
And is the are the fire department and EMS emergency vehicles included in that, the fleet maintenance?
Yes. When I talked to Pete, you know, there's a lot of communications going back and forth between the fire department and ambulance squads with us. But Pete, that obviously they send emails to Pete. I get CC'd, so we know what's going on.
Right.
Obviously, there's some things that we don't foresee, just like with the tanker, that kind of thing.
Yep.
So, but it's slowly getting better. As long as they're communicating with us, where, hey, look, we didn't know this was happening, we can deal with it.
Well, and again, a lot of times they come in for one thing, and then while they're there, you know, our guys are spotting some other things that that probably the fire department people didn't realize that were an issue and they're being addressed. But I got to say that I thought it was, you know, including this, but that's we're dealing with an aging fleet there, even though we do have a new ambulance that's going to be ordered, and we do have a fire truck that's on order. But that they're challenged, they are, and I see how frequently, because again, on the CCs, how frequently that they are done, and you know, I think they turn them around as quickly as they can. The only time they don't is when we have to go out to an outside vendor for some of the equipment on the truck.
Absolutely. Let's see here. Parts, again, salaries. Now, we split the difference, obviously, to now.
Yeah, in the past, there was a parks employee that was split between roads and parks. In 2018, I don't know why that stopped, because they're still doing that. So I kind of just reappropriated the way it should be. If they're half roads, half buildings, ground, or I'm sorry, parks, and then that's really how it should be split. So I just kind of split it. It's just moving
forward. That's fine. Then again, parks and O&E. I know I originally asked for a little more money with that because I wasn't sure where this COVID was going. Sure. But as far as the supplies going for the parks, in fact, I just ordered 2 more 55-gallon drums of the solution to get us through. And also, Chuck had a discussion about the hand sanitizer, whether it's going to be freezing or not. So Joey's working on that now.
I didn't get them yesterday, but we're likely going to pull them. I think we're going to pull most of those out because it doesn't make sense.
Right.
But I'll find out whether or not we have any concerns with it freezing over the course of the winter. But the places that we will not be utilizing, since we've already taken out the Port-a-Johns from Veterans Park, will likely take out the cartridges out of those,
right?
You know, because it won't be a necessity since no one's going there during the winter months.
Exactly. I know Joe and I looked at the cartridges themselves, and the amount of alcohol that they showed, it's still freezing.
Yeah, I would think so.
But, okay. But yeah, I was sort of kind of worried about that. Just going to say something.
Yeah, I think so. There are a couple of things that because I did go through that after we spoke, and there are a couple of things that we charged to that this year and this year we bought some nets, and those are, you know, those are not inexpensive.
Right.
So some of those items would make way for other things, because I'm not going to need to buy new nets this year.
Right.
Again, those last a long time, so I think we'll be okay on that line, staying at the 60. I think we've had money at the end of the year,
right,
in that line, so I think we should be able to.
Yeah, I was going to say with the stuff that we added this year, I'm thinking that we should be looking good, unless something else pops up that we don't know about. And
right,
obviously,
right,
that's something we can deal with later. But as far as the core, I think we're good. I really do. After the stuff that Michelle, the netting, the trim around the ball fields, I think we should be decent with that. That's absolutely so.
Okay.
Okay. Any questions other than that?
Okay. You guys have done an excellent job on the park, taking care of the parks. They really have, and that's really important. That's a lot of what people see. And I congratulate you and Donnell for working really, considering the fact that we have increased supplies and stuff that we have for COVID, but you found a way to offset it. We took a look at what other kind of savings that we can have, like not having to replace nets and other kind of things, and switch that in. You know, just doing the best we can with that. I think considering all of the things that you have to go through, I think that when we have an opportunity to share this with the council, I'm hoping too that they will concur that this is a very cost-effective issue.
I am extremely proud of my guys on parks.
Yeah.
You know, whenever something pops up, like get a hold of Joey or Craig or whoever, especially with the building, the combination of the parks and the building, it's very demanding at times. I can, just this morning, I had to call Joyce Joe already for a couple of things, but I am, like I said, I'm so proud of those guys doing what they're doing.
Do an excellent job.
Absolutely, 100%.
So. Yeah. Shoot me the contact name from, Sussex Rural.
Sussex Rural.
Send me the contact name. I'll see if we can light a fire on him to get out here to get a look at that.
He did come out. I took him out last week.
He came out yet.
Yeah, before our vacation, I took him up to Mondeman to take a look at it. And
right,
he was working his figures, but I was hoping he would get back to me this week. So
I thought he didn't come up as planned.
No, he actually came up. I met him up there.
Okay.
So, and that's when we found out. He said, "Boy, this thing's old." I said, yeah. So, but
fortunately, it's not a big generator.
No, the only thing is the generator, because I've been asked this the question when I started calling around, do we need the transfer case, the transfer switch? And unfortunately, we're going to have to have a transfer switch. And he recommended the first thing, he said, if we're going to do this, you're going to update that transfer switch.
Yeah.
Because that, depending on the transfer switch we can get, that can automatically get a hold of the police department when that's down.
Yeah, they've become very sophisticated now.
Exactly.
Even the generators themselves, they a lot of times you can dial in on them.
Right.
Depending on, you know, what manufacturer you have, that's one of the things that's really cool about these things now, where before, especially as remote as some of these generators are, it makes it easier. You don't have to take a long hike to get to really get a good look at them. You know, you'll get warnings ahead of time, and you can just check on, you know, whether or not they went through its cycle and everything.
Right, exactly. So. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
You got nervous yesterday. We heard the generator going off on the side of the building and everything, and it was going much longer than a regular cycle. And then all of a sudden, I looked out. They were working on it. So
nice. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, sir. Chuck, if you want, you can move right into administration.
Sure. We don't want to turn
before yeah. before we move right into administration. I just want to state for the record. I just want to acknowledge the fact that Council Vice President Allmer and Councilmember Murphy is with us here today. And this is a audio recording, so people won't see that. And I'd like to thank them for literally taking the time and effort to come in here today. And I think that this will only be able to help us together to put together our better budget. But I wanted to acknowledge your presence. Thank you. Go ahead, Chuck.
Okay. Well, like so many of the other departments, we're mostly flat in terms of, you know, for the most part, not many increases, and I'll go over the ones where we are. We do have a couple of decreases as well, but the first one in the general administration, O&E, we have more expenses coming into 2021 with the township planner for finishing up the town center plan. I think, what would you estimate? We are probably two-thirds to three-quarters.
Yeah, we're nearly
done with that.
Yeah.
But we do still have some left. And as mentioned here, we also have, the contract with now Granicus. So that is the company that's overseeing the STR program. And we'll have more information for the council on that on Monday night. We have a reduction in the budget for mayor council O&E of 14%, $950. Then as was mentioned meeting before last with the transfer that we did for purchases, part of that was for a program with Dell that we're going to be instituting. The first half of it will take place once the estoppel period is over at the end of this month, and we'll be getting new desktops with monitors for all of the department heads. I think we're definitely going to include one of those in the council chambers as well. Because we have at least one council member who could use that camera, and being plugged in as we do with the laptop over there, because we've done that throughout a lot of our offices for people who are on them a lot, so that they can plug in a laptop separately. We put in a separate plug, but I think the benefit of this program is obviously we have a much newer, the other ones are at least 8 years old, and I think there's a lot of us who have purchased our own personal computers within the last 8 years, so an operating system that's much newer and faster, and of course going to be able to provide us with a monitor with a camera because of all of the Zoom and other types of meetings where you just need to have visuals, and that's going to be very helpful. I know a lot of times we were all individually using either if we had a township laptop that had a camera, that was fine, but if we didn't, we were using our own personal ones. This will eliminate the need for that. The Second group that we'll be getting later in 2021 will be ones that will essentially be the same desktop, but we will not be putting monitors in with cameras, so there's a smaller savings there. It's about an $85 difference per monitor, but we didn't see the need to have cameras on every one of the ones that we're getting that are new. Legal services have gone, we're reducing by $20,000. Aside from that, one of the things that's been reduced for the coming year as of now is the $4,000 that was normally given to the Historic Preservation Commission.
Did the mayor want to talk about the?
That's one of the discussions.
Yeah,
okay.
Let me just talk about that.
And I just really quick, because I just wanted to make note for the technology. One of the main reason, the biggest reason why we were doing new computers is because at the start of 2020, they're no longer Windows is no longer supporting Windows 7.
Right.
So without that support, that's a concern. I mean, obviously, we're okay for right now. We have a really good firewall and a good antivirus and security system.
Mm-hmm.
But as there's no more support and updates for Windows 7, that could cause a concern.
That's as of 2021, right?
As of 2020, actually, at the start of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So we did do some things this year. I know IT is on top of it about our security and stuff,
mm-hmm.
but they do need to be replaced, mainly because of that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. As we look at the boards and commissions, I've kept everything the same except for the Historical Preservation Commission, and removing the amount of financial support for that is just consistent with my response to the council's support of their efforts really to deal with a particular situation, and I think we all know what that is. I hesitate to start calling individuals names because people like for that names to be heard, and this is all part of the thing. We know what we're doing here. Just to say that some of the planned functions of the Historical Commission, such as putting up historical markers, has not gone undone. The town purchases those historical markers. We pay money for them. And so we've already put up one. There's one that was purchased for the Vernon United Methodist Church graveyard. It was worked on some time ago. It's already there. It is appropriate. We're actually working directly with the church. We've gotten a letter from them. I requested a letter from them confirming the fact that they give us permission to put it in that graveyard. And now that we've got that, I'm working directly with the trustees over there to have Ed to go over, one of his individuals to go over to see exactly where the marker should be installed. So we install it. And that's something typically that the Historical Commission would do. So we're taking care of that. We've got one other marker. What is that marker called, Chuck? You remember? It's
The one that we're working for, Route 94.
Yeah, on Route 94. We're looking at that.
Right.
If we can put that up, we will. But when you're talking about us putting the mark up on the state highway, you've got to get state approval. That's a long process. You know, a long kind of involved kind of process, and we really actually. Typically, I'd ask the Historical Preservation Commission to go through all of that bureaucracy and do that. That's something that we may or may not be able to tackle this year. Depends on how much time we have, because we're going to spend, you know, if it's a choice between going, dealing with the state to get permission to put up a historical marker as opposed to doing some other thing, we'll do some of those other things. But I think what I really want to say is that we're trying to handle this in a way to achieve the objectives that the mayor and council wants to achieve in terms of protecting many of our volunteers from harassment, and at the same time ensure that the town doesn't get shorted by anything. But I've removed that money from that. And one of the things that I've done, I've actually increased the
the beautification committee's line item. That's kind of basic, I've taken some of that money, transferred it to that account, and that's actually well deserved. I think that most people will agree that this year was one of the best years that we've had. The beautification committee has always done an excellent job, but I've been made keenly aware by my spouse, who does most of the buying of the flowers, and I help to plant them, that the cost of plants really increases. And we don't want stuff planted out there that looks dead. So I've given them some additional money into that. And I think that's going to be well deserved. But other than that, all the other committees are staffed.
And it's not all the full 4,000. It wasn't the full 4,000.
No, it wasn't the full 4,000, right. Just some of it.
That's it for all those lines. I'm going to pause this because Ms. Dahl's not here until then.
Okay.
You didn't even say a word yet.
It's embarrassing. This happened in two other places. They'll just pop up and say something. It's embarrassing. And I don't know how to cut it off.
Hey. Wait, I don't know how many of you have conversations in your house and whether you know somebody in your family or friends that's named A-L-X-E-A, and you know, all of a sudden, yeah. You mention that, and they go, I don't understand your question, you know, it's like, okay.
Did you just cut it off?
Yeah, it's on.
Okay.
Did you put it off?
You okay?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
All right.
So just like
you can start.
I feel like my back is being bad, though.
Well, if you feel comfortable keeping yours on, do so. If you want to take it off.
No, I feel like my back is being bad. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay, so this is recreation and seniors.
Okay, so I'll just go line by line, right? Recreation, salary and wages doesn't change, $68,000. My O&E line goes up just a slight bit, 1.3.7%, for counting in for rental lights down at Veterans Park, because we really need to add in for a little bit. So that's at $73,950. Senior Center salary and wages goes up just slightly, 11%, because we're having trouble getting employees, not counting employees, but people from the 55 plus program through the county, so the shifts aren't being consistently covered, so we're going to need to supplement for that.
So the county provides us those individuals, and
the county itself doesn't provide. There's county programs. One of them is called the 55 plus program, and
yep.
It's through their employment services, but there's restrictions and guidelines and income requirements, and then with COVID, we don't have people coming, but with the senior center not open for in person, but the curbside pickup, we need the coverage. So we need to put in.
So the 11.11% increase in that program is fact we need additional people through the county.
Yeah, well, no, we need to make sure that we have the coverage. So I spoke with Donnell about getting somebody for 12 hours a week. So that's what that 3,000 is for, that increase that'll cover for that.
Yeah, we can't count on that county program.
Not right now, not with COVID. Normally, there's sufficient amount of people coming through that way, but mm-hmm. Not right now. And then the O&E line stays the same, 66.5. So not much change at all on my end.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Strong.
Yep. I guess some other things that I heard Chuck talk about, maybe cut off the record. Your group's done an excellent job. An excellent job, really. I see you, your group, recreation, and the beautification committee. It's kind of the face of the town. I mean, I really do. The face of the town, that's what people see. And it's really, it's extremely important. And just your coordination for something. For example, it was the suggestion from the beautification committee that the paper bags that we had over the fire hydrant didn't look good. But, you know, to be truthful, I'm not the best judge of stuff like that. I pass that all the time, never notice it. But many other people do. But it's a nice suggestion, and we looked at it. Chuck literally went through and worked with the people from United Water, who owns those, and got the permission for them. We're literally going to put, as you know, some cases, I guess, boxes around it. And they like the idea. It's not going to hurt it at all. It won't make it an ill use. And in reality, we've got, it gives others individuals an opportunity to have some skin in the game in relation to the town. So through you, you know, we're working on getting some people at the high school who might want to build it. We got a scout who want to stain it and weatherize it. It costs the town nothing, and people say, you know, I had a party doing this. This makes the town look good. And then just so many other things. I think December 1st, I believe we're going to have some nice new banners going up. Am I correct?
The 2nd.
December the 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
These are going to be four-season banners.
Yep.
Year-round banners. It's going to look really nice for the town. So I'd just like to thank you for that. So when we look at your budget and we look at what you're doing with it, I just want to take this opportunity to publicly say, because this has been recorded, that you're doing an excellent job. Well, thank you.
And they, let's face it, one of the most beautiful things that, you know, we've had since it was put together was the seniors' outdoor area.
Yeah,
that's how nice,
that was,
right?
That was wonderful. And again, that was a project that was a lot had to do with the donations from people in the community that built those. I would say just
planters
that were,
they're,
you know,
huge.
That were big, and they were beautiful, and the flowers that were planted, it just looked great. I mean, it was, I know we had actually one department heads meeting out there, but I mean, as a place to go and have lunch every day, it just looked gorgeous.
Yeah, and it was used, so
yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
Just taking it down this week,
mm-hmm.
To get ready for the snow, but
right.
We'll put it back up next year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to go.
Questions?
Can you pause this and then take Lou's?
Yeah.
Fine. How's everybody?
Doing great. You have it on?
Yeah.
Doing great. Thank you so very much.
So we have Lou here for fire prevention. I'm going to start because the first line is under the same kind of thing for emergency services. Is our volunteer emergency services line. We didn't change any of these numbers. The only thing that I did reduce the clothing allowance because we've historically been very low on that, what we pay out every year. So I just reduced it by $5,000 to help account for just some increases we have on other lines in the budget. But so that's just a $5,000 decrease on that. And everything else stayed the same. So Lou, if you wanted to take over for fire prevention.
The only thing we're adding, we're looking for more hours to put on another inspector. So far right now, we've got 10 hours. I'm looking for 20. That reason being, the volume of work has gone up quite a bit between the home inspections, regular inspections, and the foreseeable future of the
STRs.
STRs.
Yeah. Is that it?
That's it.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, that's extremely reasonable considering the fact of the two factors that you just mentioned. I mean, it's I walk these halls and I constantly see people and real estate people coming in here. I mean, it's very, very rare that you don't see somebody out here. We've got some very, in fact, they all seem to be happy. We've got people who've lived in Vernon for years, maybe like me and some of the rest of us, for 40 years or more. They had big four-bedroom houses. They raised their kids, and they want to move out, and they're getting more money for their home, so they're very, very happy. And we've got other folks who are coming in who are coming from areas where this is very cost-effective for them, so they are happy too. But I do know that they mean tremendous numbers for you. It's the one place that I've seen, other than when people pay taxes, It's the one place I've seen where that's been a lot. When people actually use the 6 feet marking outside the window out there. And we haven't gotten going as strong as we will be, and we have already wanted to in terms of STR, but I know that that's just going to increase it. So the whole idea of you having 10 hours right now and using 20 is very reasonable. We think what you will collect for us will be, that will easily offset that. So thank you very much, Chief.
That's it.
That's it.
I'll do that.
Do you want to start, Kristen, and then we'll look over to Marcy?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're so anxious.
All right. So this is for the tax assessor's line.
We really only have two changes. We have in the salary and wages contractual increase. And then in our reassessment line item, last year we didn't budget the full $100,000. This year we are, and that's our contract price. So all of our increases are just contractual this year, no other increase.
Okay. That's what I ask everybody to do, and that's what everybody's doing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's real easy. Salary is the only contractual, and in anything else, you know, we're holding down. I see here decrease in prescription costs. That's
where do you see that?
Well, that's down. I'm looking at the wrong line.
I'm sure it's fine.
I'm looking right. It's wrong. Okay. All right.
Those still done else thunder.
Reassessment that we did this year.
Yes.
Is that done now? Do we know where it's going
to
be?
No. I'll have preliminary values for me to start reviewing by November 30th.
Great.
I will be asking for an extension at the December 16th County Tax Board meeting to close our tax book on February 1st instead of January 10th, which is the same we did for the reval. This allows, we'll be done with valuation and plenty of time for January 10th, but really it's a PR move to give property owners in our first year of annual reassessment an opportunity to have go through the meeting process like they did last year should they have any questions. So the extension isn't really so much to benefit us or the company we hired, it's to benefit the property owner and just keep a good, transparent, like positive PR with the program. I mean, it's going to be a bit of a PR issue as we've experienced for a couple years as people adjust to having a new assessment every year. But
we do, and I think it should be said, we're recording this, obviously, and it'll be put online. But it's for the benefit of everybody. I mean,
absolutely.
I mean, the problem over the past, we hadn't had a reval in 11 years. And that affected people. Some people saw large increases. Other people saw large decreases, which means they were paying so much more over however many years. So it's important that we keep those up to date, so they don't have to deal with that kind of fluctuation.
Right. And And so what people don't realize, and this, you know, this isn't, we've kind of strayed from budget, but what people don't realize is that the assessment, if you look at the budget, county school municipal budget as a pizza. My job as the assessor is to determine how to cut the pizza and how big everyone's slice needs to be. So the revaluation, the reassessment essentially do the same thing. We're recutting the pie. It's completely tax neutral, but you're right. So if someone were over the past 10 years, they were winning appeals because someone took the time to file an appeal, they won because of the market. Everyone else in that neighborhood should also then get that same benefit. And they weren't because they didn't take the time to file the appeal. So we're doing that for them. We're being kind of proactive and addressing that. And that keeps it fair for everyone. So.
Yeah, we're the only one in the county taking that step, right?
Yeah, we're the first. I know several other municipalities are looking to follow suit and do the same thing, especially with the market increase right now. Our ratio after the revaluation, technically it's 100%, but really it was 97%. We came in a little low. And right now, the average sale's coming in like not 85, 90%, some as low as 80, some as low as 65. So the market has already in 1 year as a result of COVID kind of gone completely crazy, and I think would result in another order of a revaluation within the next 3 to 5 years had we not done this, so.
The program will be ahead of the curve.
Yes, so it's good.
And I'm just pleased that the county has said that they're so glad to see us doing this. That's what it does.
Yeah.
It reduces the number of appeals that come before them.
Yeah, I mean, this year was a great year. Year one after revaluation, we lost less than $1 million in ratables at the county appeal. Over the last 11 years, the town has lost between $3 and $13 million a year. So if we could just keep this trend of losing, you know, not too many ratables, and what people also don't understand is you lose the 13 million ratables in 1 year at a county tax board appeal week. The town still needs to collect the money. We need to collect the budget. So those $13 million of ratables then get spread out amongst everyone else who never filed an appeal, and they're picking up that slack, and that just frankly isn't fair.
Right.
Yeah.
So the appeals is a big motivation to do that. And that benefits the town, so we're not paying out money in refunds, and also everyone else in town because they're not picking up the slack.
Right.
So.
It's hard to explain that to people, and I think I understand why. It's not that I've become a tax expert since I've been in office in 10 months. I have not. But I have been forced to dig into this closer and to talk to individuals like you. And, you know, there are some individuals who really think that we're doing this annual assessment simply because of the fact that we've got an increase in sales and stuff right now. And it'll all work out. It has really nothing to do with that. It's the long-term plan we need to do. And I'm just glad to see us doing stuff with the long view rather than just reacting to every little kind of thing that really happened.
Right.
We might have to take some heat from it, but it's the right thing to do, and I have no doubt about that.
Yeah, I agree. Obviously.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did Chuck go and what?
Yeah, I let Marcy know she should be here in a minute. Marcy, I printed one. Oh, you have one? Okay, cool.
I have one. Just the last thing that you sent us.
Okay.
What was the question?
Oh, yes, static. All right.
So this is the municipal clerk's lines.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nothing really changed from last year. Municipal clerk SW stayed the same. The only change that we have is in our election line. We went from 59,500 to 61,500 due to an increase in mail-in ballots. That was our only change.
I did change it just quickly. I did add for contractual increases because we haven't settled the UAW contract.
Okay.
So I added some in there because I don't know where that's going to land.
Okay.
Just to make sure it's covered.
Okay.
And again, we don't anticipate that this increase in mail-in balance is going to be something that's going to slacken up next year. In fact, there's anticipation that this might be the direction that we might be going in this state, so you might as well be prepared for it.
Like I said before, it's unfortunate that we will not know until the elections are over. They will give us an estimate, they don't give us anything. The election ends and we go over this.
In June this year, it was like over 15 or 17,000. So we just encumbered 18 for the general election that we just did. And Marcy was able, I mean, it's a $2,000 increase in her O&E line, but she was able to decrease other items, other expenses that she has in that line to kind of keep it, you know, as minimum of an increase as we can do.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, we kind of have no choice. I mean, we get our bills and
from the Sussex County, and you have to pay it. You can't, you know, you can't not pay it. So it's better to have, you know, to be prepared.
So essentially what we're saying is that, what was the bill, the year before, the last election?
The primary was about $17,000. And that wasn't, right, and that wasn't, you know, all the mail-in ballots either. So the general, I feel like, will be more, only because that was all mail-in ballots.
Mm-hmm. So back, this is the pay for the general, what we think we're going to be billing.
Yeah, well, I mean, the increase is for all of it, because I'm sure that whatever the primaries are going to be next year, they'll probably be the same thing with our mail-in.
Are we going to submit them an invoice for renting our property for their box and everything? I think that would be only fair, since you know, they're big on that kind of stuff.
I know. Yeah. No,
that's a good
shared
service. Like,
okay. Yeah, there you go.
We'll let you have the box here. You give us a free general election.
I know.
Okay.
Okay, that's it.
Sure.
Thank you. I'm going to do the tax collector's salaries and wages at O&E, and then go into finance, and then audit and insurance, as Lisa's not here. So for salaries and wages for tax collector, we did have a change in our shared service agreement this year with the MUA. So there is a reduction in the amounts that were being supplemented to that salaries and wages line item. So that's increasing from 120 to 138. The collection of taxes for O&E, that's increasing $500. That's just for our admin software. That was a contractual slight increase over the next 7 years. We're still saving like $17,000 on that computer service. Finance.
You said that with
For Edmonds?
For Edmonds, yeah.
Yeah, a couple of, last year we did a 7-year agreement with them, so we could decrease our costs. Mm-hmm. We moved from 2 financial accounting softwares to just 1, streamline that. So that's it for tax collection. Did you guys have any questions about that?
No.
Okay. For finance salaries and wages, they're staying the same. Finance O&E, that's staying the same. Our audit line, I increased it 2%. That's standard. It's what I anticipate from the auditor. And then the final line here that I included, if I'm usually the one who budgets for this one, is for insurance. So we do see a decrease in insurance. We did have a decrease in prescription costs. We've seen that decrease over the past 2 years, which is really great. But that's a decrease of $71,000 right now.
Great.
I'm still waiting for final numbers on the retirees, medical, but they're usually the ones that decrease the most. So, that's it.
Okay. Are you going to cover another one also?
Court, but it's scheduled for later, so I'd rather do it right after.
Yeah, he's okay.
I'll land you some money. But I will pause this, and I'll see if Kim can come in.
Yeah, he knows the call.
Okay, Donnell will announce you, and we'll get started.
Sure. So we have Kim from Land Use Department. If you just want to start, Matt.
Sure. Actually, it's pretty simple. I'm asking pretty much the same as last year, except for I'm asking an increase for the advertising. Because, well, we don't know how many Zoom meetings we're going to have, so I'm going to have to advertise each and every Zoom meeting. So I'm asking a little bit more on that. And then I'm taking our planner down just a little bit, because she has been working on the town center plan and master plan, but we have to finish it all next year.
Right.
And really, that's about it for me.
Yeah, so in that O&E line, it's actually, even with those, with the moving funds around, we're still saving $1,400 this year, so that's right. A decrease, that's a good thing. And then salaries and wages, I told Kim about this earlier, just with the, like a standard increase, it's a $3,000 increase in salaries and wages, so.
And that's all?
It's actually mostly for the part-timer.
For Mike.
Yeah, for Mike, because of inspecting and going around.
Yeah.
for all the fun stuff that happens.
Yes.
And this, I'd learn a little bit more about this increase in this advertising too. Every time we advertise, we have to pay for it.
Yes.
So we schedule a meeting, we advertise it. If we cancel it, we got to go back and do it again. And you know, that's not only in your area, but a lot of areas. There's a lot of stuff that I've learned this year. There's little nickels and dimes and dollars and stuff, you know.
It's expensive. Advertising is expensive.
Yeah, it is. It's expensive, and we really don't know what's going to happen in terms of next year, what the rules is, and other kind of changes.
No idea.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that should be enough. I mean, I advertise in the beginning of the year for all the meetings, but not for Zoom meetings. So.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Bob next.
Yep.
Come on up,
Bob. I don't know. We have. Bob, we have two council members, and I don't know whether you've met either one of them. On the left is John Allberger.
Hi, John.
And on the right is Gene Murphy.
Hi, Gene. How are you?
Bob came over to us July 1st. He had been in Parsippany for quite a few years.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, so this is for the building department, the construction office. Bob, if you just want to go through the salaries and wages line and then the O&E line right after it.
Okay, do salary and wages first?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't have any changes in respects that I, Donnell just explained to me the form 5 minutes ago. Where there's a decrease because of a retirement, which I don't have any problem with. I do have a proposal that's going to be coming in that may affect something, but that's for you know, I'll get that to you to review today. But other than that, I don't have a problem with that number.
Mm-hmm.
The reduction, obviously, it's very simple, black and white. I mean, Angie's retiring. The replacement would be at a lesser starting salary, so I have no problem with that number as proposed.
And then the O&E line, I mean, it's kind of the
same. Cumulative all of the lines, I'm not proposing any changes at all. I'd only ask that I not be reduced. I mean, because of, I've only been here since July 1st. There are some line items, I understand, that we're significantly under, especially like membership and publications and whatever. Obviously, there was no travel activity, seminars, you know, municipal convention or things in Atlantic City for the building safety conference because of COVID. And the biggest thing is it's not a code change year. If it was a code change year, we'd be buying a lot of code books. That's substantial. Nobody realizes, well, I'm sure you do. But how much goes, you know, the cost of those books are from the ICC. So really, I told Donnell, no increases. I just would ask that we don't decrease anything based on COVID.
Yeah.
I mean, a majority of COVID. Given the fact I've only been here since July 1st, I really haven't been trying to be a spendthrift. So.
You're too busy to do purchase orders is what you're trying to say, right?
No, Mary's here to do purchase orders. But I don't even touch that system. But no, we're okay. We didn't want to spend wildly, but she was concerned that between the publications and some lines that would be spent. I'm not a seminar person, I mean a travel person, but the other people may be, but I don't want to go backwards.
The publications, are those are
well, every 3 years we have a code cycle.
Right, but I'm saying that they're not electronic purchases, right?
You can buy them electronically. They are very cost prohibitive. And then you still end up printing out a lot of things.
Yeah,
you know, just guys take them on the road. Parsippany, they had one master account where you can go in and, you know, and download certain research materials. But far and wide, it's the kind of thing where the average inspector or a subcode guy wants it at his desk to thumb through it. So there's really not a cost savings.
Yeah, I didn't know whether it was something like where now that we have tablets, and, you know, for the inspectors when they're out in the field, that they can, they can reference.
But they, like, if you want NFPA, the National Fire Protection Association, and you want to look something up, the very first thing they're going to ask you for your member number, they're going to find out what classification you are. You might be able to do something, you can't download it, so.
Okay.
And I also, going forward, I mean, I try to watch closely, you know, not necessarily somebody has to have their own book. I mean, we all sit pretty close in there, so we all don't need an NFPA 15 or for liquefied gas. We might use it once a month. I mean, but we're all, we just share. So I can't really speak to how things were in the past as far as the amount of books that were offered or ordered, but I will watch that in the future. But that's why I'm saying, if you can just give me 1 year to have my feet wet, to make, some of these could be inflated, I don't know. I'm comfortable with the number going in 2021, I can tell you that.
And I will say, we don't have the numbers for spatial data yet, so there could be slight increases on a couple of these.
That's a big question, and I told that to Donnell back, you know, a month ago. I don't have any control, and I don't know how much.
I know in the past that they have usually, I say usually, they have said something sooner than this, you know.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think I usually do.
They typically have said something as we were going through the summer. Hey, listen, just a heads up, we're going to be looking for this or that, you know, going into the budget cycle. Because I think, you know, well, most of their clients are all municipalities, so they know that we need to a heads up on that stuff. So, I mean, it doesn't mean that they can't pull something at the end of the year, but I think they realize two things. Number one, you know, that with COVID, there was a lot less work done this year by a lot of municipalities, you know, due to the executive orders where nothing was really getting done for a while. However, I'm sure like us, there's now a very big uptick in all of the permit applications and everything. So
Mitchell Humphreys in Persephone. Mm-hmm. So I'm not, you know, I mean, I've used SEL, but I was not sure how the price structure, and that's why when I had sent it, I think to you and Irene, was, I don't know if you get one whole SEL bill in and you divide it up by the department or how you do it. I know we have a certain amount of users in our department. I believe we have a total of six. Mm-hmm. I'm comfortable with that. I'm not looking for any other users, but I didn't have any control if they come through with a big increase. I highly doubt they're going to.
Yeah, I would too.
I think that is what it is, but like I said, the rest of it I'm very comfortable with. And you and I spoke about the car. Right now, that was an extra car, so I'm, you know, I have a vehicle, so that's not a problem.
You were a team player, and you donated.
Tell me, remind me, when did you come?
Here? Yeah. July 1st.
July 1st. You know, I just want to say, by the way, this has been recorded. I just want to say for the record, you have been an excellent hire. You really have. I say that with a great degree of confidence going forward, so things will continue to be in the way. It's no real secret that anybody who's ever ran for office in this town know that you always get a lot of questions about both the building department. A lot of complaints. Mm-hmm. And I have a better understanding now in terms of why some of those existed. The public doesn't always understand it. They don't let have to, I guess. You know, they're the public. They just want what they want. There have been some reasons for that, but I will tell you, you have taken hold of this. And while we don't, if you go out now and you start asking people about the building department, you probably still have quite a few people who say those guys are difficult to work with.
It comes with
because it only takes a short period of time to bring your reputation down, but it takes a long period of time to bring it up. This thing is kind of like turning the big ship around, but I'll tell you, you're bringing it up. I'm literally getting people stopping by and coming into my office and stopping me at the end, at the Acme and other places, municipal park, and telling me this, that you're doing a real good job. And I really appreciate that. And maybe before we have our sit down meeting with the council, I want to get a figure on. I know you're making a tremendous effort at cleaning up a lot of these old things, and it's bringing in money. So what I'm going to do, so I can be able to quantify that rather than say that, you know, I'm probably going to be walking down to you and talking to Chuck just before we talk to the council, just to quantify, give them an idea. You know, we had X number, we've got X number clean up, how much dollars that we brought in. And I know that this does not come easy. Just as our fire department, our officers having people come in, not fire department, but our fire inspector having people come in because of the new building, you're having a big flux too. And you're doing all of this, you know, somewhat in spite of that. And I'm really, really conscious of the fact that I typically don't leave here until 6 or 7 o'clock, and I've seen your vehicle there too since I've been here.
So I just moved in now.
Yeah.
But I turned the lights out last night at 9 o'clock, and I realized he was in the office when I pulled out, so.
Thank you.
I appreciate that, Mayor, but I guess, like, the two people that are hated in town, or the two departments, the building department and tax. So it goes with the territory. But I've talked to a lot of people, and I tell them it's, you know, I have to spread, you know, we don't do the permit process globally across the town. Other people pick up and have to pay that slack. So, I mean, I'm getting a lot of cooperation, but I am chasing a lot of old money.
Yeah.
So, and people they're coming around. I don't think I have too many enemies yet. I made a few appearances, so I'm not even sure about that. But thank you, I appreciate that. But like I said, I really do think now I have a great team in here. I have two great sub-code officials, and they're really making my job that much easier.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you.
So the final one, Lindsay's out, so I told her I would take care of it for her.
Okay.
We spoke about it for the municipal court. So for salaries and wages, those are contractual, it's around 2%. So that is going to 177 from 173.4. Municipal court O&E, that is actually a slight decrease, just to mimic what she's actually spending. We're just decreasing it by $100. We're keeping our credit card fees are the same. We did see a decrease in what we're paying in credit card fees this year, but that's just because of the court not bringing in as much this year. And then the final one is the prosecutor line. I did anticipate an increase in this year. I won't know until we have a contract with the prosecutor if we're sticking with who we have or who might come in. So
I've talked to her, and we'll see. Things
okay.
Are going to be good.
Yeah. Okay. Good. So like I said, I did anticipate $3,000 there, but it could remain the same at $27,000.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you. I had indicated that I thought we'd go about 2 hours. You know, I said an hour and a half, but that's good. That's it. Thank you. Thank you guys for being part of our